Hello, and welcome to the Grayson Taylor Podcast, the podcast for young artists and entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Grayson Taylor. I'm a published novelist, professional actor, composer, and independent filmmaker. This podcast is all about the creative arts, writing, filmmaking, acting, Lego building, composing, and more, including reviews of the latest films and books. Now let's get into today's episode. Hey, I'm Grayson Taylor, and welcome back to another episode of the Grayson Taylor Podcast. Today I'm excited to announce my latest film, the project that I'm currently working on, and we'll go into the behind-the-scenes process of making this film this episode, as well as what this film is. So I'm going to be telling you the title of the film, the synopsis, all that in just a bit. But first, let's go back a little bit. So you may know that I made a film called Suspect. It came out at the beginning of 2019, in January, and it was featured in the Astoria Film Festival in 2019. So since then, I've made Enigma Island, and I'm also working on a few other films, including Dark Waters, which is the film adaptation of the book that my sister and I are writing right now. I had a lot of fun making that film, and people enjoyed watching it. I enjoyed it a lot. And if you haven't already seen it, be sure to check it out. You can just go to graysontaylor.info/suspect. And here's the synopsis in case you haven't seen it already. 13-year-old Colin Cruz is the arrogant and self-centered son of the Cruz family, owners of the massively successful Cruz Tech Industries. On a vacation in upstate New York, both of his parents are mysteriously found dead, and Colin thinks he knows exactly who the murderer is. Fueled by rage and twisted need to avenge his parents, Colin embarks on a cross-country journey to hunt down the man who murdered his mother and father, aided by his partner Jessica. But it becomes increasingly dangerous as the government launches a search for him, misled to think that Colin himself murdered his parents. Racing to find the murderer while running from the authorities, Colin and Jessica find themselves in a situation unlike anything they've encountered before. But amidst this journey hides a secret that Colin doesn't know, a secret that could cost him everything. So you can watch the film on my website, and you can also see the blooper reel, which is pretty funny. It's outtakes from the film, just to get a glimpse of what it was like behind the scenes and some of the funny mess-ups that happened while filming. So Suspect was done mostly in the guerrilla-style filmmaking, which I have an episode on, so you can listen to that for more. Episode 3, Guerrilla Filmmaking, How It Works and How It Doesn't, with my sister Ella. So guerrilla filmmaking is a style of filmmaking where you're sometimes improvising on the spot, you're shooting on location, and sometimes you have a script, but it's usually just written a day of to accommodate your surroundings, and you're shooting with a small cast and crew, usually just a camera, not a whole lot of a big setup or anything. So it's a pretty different style of filmmaking, and it's one that I have used before. I did not use it with Spy Squad, which was the first film that I officially released on my website. You know, I've made other films before that, but they're not out there to watch. So I don't particularly love guerrilla filmmaking. If you listen to the episode on guerrilla filmmaking, we go over the pros and cons of it. There are some great things about it, and I think you can see why it is particularly appealing sometimes in Suspect, where we took advantage of these great, beautiful locations. You know, we went to California and Boston and upstate New York, and so it was a really fun journey, sort of, and we had to be very flexible and set, making up things as we went along. But personally, I prefer the more traditional style of filmmaking, which is, you know, you have a completed screenplay before you set out filming, you have a shot board, storyboard, it's a lot more planned out, and so that's what I'm going to be doing for my next film. But this film that I'm working on right now, which I'm going to get to in a moment, this is done similar to Suspect in a combination of guerrilla filmmaking and more traditional planned out filmmaking. So with Suspect, it was we shot most of the film in guerrilla style filmmaking. The parts in Boston and California, those were all shot in guerrilla filmmaking style. However, the opening and ending of the film, which were in upstate New York and New York City, those were planned out We didn't really have a storyboard for those, but we did have a completed script. And I did have more of an idea of what the shots were going to be like before we started filming. So getting back to the film that I'm working on right now, this was done in sort of a similar style to Suspect, with the combination of guerrilla filmmaking and traditional filmmaking, and also in that we were on vacation in a few different cities, and so I sort of built the film around those locations, and also around these ideas that I had. That was how Suspect worked. I had several ideas about, like, I wanted to play a rich, sort of arrogant, wealthy kid, and I wanted to wear a suit as that kid, because that was what the character would do, and I had been developing the idea of this sort of murder mystery incorporated into it, but also it would have sort of a bit of fun flair to it, a bit of comedy, not too much, but just a decent amount, because Colin is very, Colin Cruise, the main character of Suspect, is very extravagant, sort of. He's pretty full of himself, and so that can be it's a good material for some funny moments. It was not a comedy, it's a murder mystery, but it's also sort of an adventure, cross-country journey, and so I was, so we were in these different cities originally. We were in Pittsburgh, and I thought, Pittsburgh, this is a really cool city. I've never been there before, and it has a lot of really great locations, and of course, because I'm a filmmaker, I just can't resist filming things when I'm on vacation, and I see something really striking that I think would look great on camera. And in case you don't know, Pittsburgh was where they shot a lot of The Dark Knight Rises from the Batman trilogy by Christopher Nolan, and lots of other films have been shot there. And so it was really cool to see these locations that had been used in films like The Dark Knight Rises. So I knew I wanted to shoot something there, and so we got there, and I had been thinking about what we were going to shoot on the way there. We didn't have a whole lot of notice, I'm pretty sure, before we left. So this was, you know, guerrilla filmmaking at its height, sort of. We were coming up with ideas on the spot. And so we were developing the plot as we were shooting, actually, because we started filming the first day we arrived in Pittsburgh, and we just came up with a plot. It was a lot of brainstorming. It wasn't just me, it was my sister and my dad. They both helped out with pitching into what this movie would be about. Eventually, we started shooting, and we added things as we went along. I wrote the script when we had some time to do that, when we weren't out and about, when we were just at our hotel room. I would write segments of the script that we were going to shoot the next day or even that day. So you're probably still wondering, what is this film that I'm working on? So it is the second film in the Suspect saga. And as far as I know, it is going to be the last. So this is probably the conclusion to the Suspect story. But when I finished Suspect, it was a complete story. It had an ending. There was a complete character arc for Colin Cruise and Jessica Pace and Hans Icewood and all the characters in the story, and it was definitely a fine ending to the story. But I felt that there was more that could be done with these characters. They still had more of a way to go, and there were still some things that were left unresolved. For example, at the end of Suspect, Jessica Pace is on the run from the cops. And so that was something that was left unresolved, and I could use that for this next film. And when we got to Pittsburgh, as I was saying before, I was thinking, what am I going to shoot here? What is the film that we could place in this city? And so Suspect came to mind, and I had been thinking about doing a sequel to Suspect a little bit, but it was only once we got to Pittsburgh and started filming that we really fleshed out the idea, and we got down a concept for the film, what was going to happen, who the new characters were, what the conflict was, and everything else that was going to happen in the film. So it was fun to come back and revisit these characters, revisit this world, and go on yet another cross-country trip. And in fact, in this film, we're going even bigger. It's not just cross-country. It's cross-continent, because in this film, we actually go to Canada. There's a whole segment of the film that takes place in Montreal, so that was a lot of fun. Pittsburgh and Montreal, two really cool cities that are featured prominently in this film. And there is also some stuff in New York, but most of it takes place in Pittsburgh and Montreal, and it was a lot of fun to shoot there and be coming up with these stories, and there, it's a bigger cast this time. We have more cast members. There are three new characters in this film, and all the characters from the first film are reprising their roles, and so you'll get to see their continued arcs and what happens to them after the end of Suspect. So what is this film exactly? What is this sequel to Suspect? What's it called? What's the synopsis? So here is the official title of the film. Suspect Ruthless. That's with a colon in the middle. Suspect Ruthless. And here is the synopsis for the film. Orphan billionaire Colin Cruz, owner of the world's largest tech company, finds himself penniless and homeless after hacking leaves Cruz Tech Industries bankrupt. Along with Hans Icewood, a former competitor and now Colin's business partner, 14-year-old Colin sets off across the country once more to hunt down the culprits responsible for the company's demise. On a race more dangerous than any before, aided by old friends and facing new enemies, Colin's reputation, his parents' legacy, and his survival are all on the line. So to go a bit into the behind-the-scenes process of this film, as I mentioned before, we started in Pittsburgh, and that was when we came up with the idea for the film. We came up with the characters, most of them, and we plotted out what exactly was going to happen, what the twist was, because there always has to be a twist in my films. And so we plotted out the whole thing, basically, and of course things changed along the way. That happens with pretty much any film, any project that I do. Things changed along the way, and it's usually for the better. So we didn't have the whole thing plotted out, but we knew generally where the story was going and what we needed to set up for the rest of the film. So we weren't actually filming the beginning of the film in Pittsburgh. That's not where it opens, and you'll see what the actual opening of the film is once it comes out. So it was an interesting process to be starting this film, sort of in the second act of the story. So we didn't actually know exactly how it was going to open. We knew basically what was going to have to happen in the first act, but then we were picking up filming right in the middle, or the start of the second act. And so we filmed plenty in Pittsburgh, and then when we went to Montreal, we worked that into the story. We wrote a script for that part, and we filmed plenty there as well. So you'll get to see plenty of those two cities and all the action that happens in them. So part of the trouble with doing a sequel, and I think this is probably a reason why so many sequels fail, is that after the first film, usually the character's arc is, for the most part, complete. And the story has been wrapped up, mostly. But, you know, if you watch Suspect, it seems basically that Colin's journey has basically come to an end. You know, it's almost a happily ever after thing, but it's not really. And so that's what allows the sequel to happen. There is still quite a bit of a journey for Colin to go on, a place where his character can go, as well as Jessica, and we get to see what happens to her after she's being hunted by the police, and Hans Icewood, and also a really interesting thing that I wanted to explore in this movie, and something that I wanted to see happen with these characters from, I think, when I was making the first film, was how do they react, especially Colin Cruz? How does he react when everything is taken away from him? I mean, we went that direction with the first film as well, and it was a different scenario. In the first film, it was his parents are taken away from him. His parents are murdered in the first, first 5 minutes of the film, and so that is the major driving force of that story. He's trying to find his parents' murderer, and he's trying to reconcile with the fact that he now is an orphan. You know, he had everything. He was rich, and he had great parents, and he had an amazing life until his parents were murdered. And so in this film, it's a slightly different situation from the synopsis. You can tell the Cruz Tech goes bankrupt. And I wanted to take away Colin's wealth, because that is something he has relied heavily on in the past. And in Suspect, for example, he had money. He could book plane flights and, you know, wear suits. He could do basically whatever he wanted with his money, although he was on the run from the cops. But in this movie, it's a different situation. Jessica is now on the run from the cops, and not Colin. But Colin has no money, and neither does Hans. They're basically, they're homeless, which is the polar opposite of what they were at the end of Suspect. They were billionaires, but then I took everything away from them. All their wealth, they have no home now, and all because of this hacking that happens. And so this time, instead of trying to find his parents' murder, he's trying to find the hackers who are responsible for taking away all his wealth. And so he has to cope with the fact that he really has no money. He can't do much or go anywhere. They have practically no resources. And that's not only is he an orphan, now he is a homeless orphan. So it's taking him to the lowest level he can possibly go, and seeing what happens to his character, and bringing him through that to heighten his character arc and deepen him as a person. And I think that's what you need to do in a sequel. You need to raise the stakes, raise everything, make everything bigger if necessary. You know, in this film, we are going bigger with a bigger cast, bigger scope in terms of the geographic span of the film. We're not just in the U.S. anymore. We're going to Canada, and it should be a lot of fun, though. You know, it's still you get to watch these characters interact with each other. Colin, even when he has everything taken away from him, he's still this cocky kid who thinks he sort of owns everything. But that changes, you know, of course, over the course of Suspect and in the second film. But I won't give away too much. You'll just have to wait and see. But you can see the poster on my website at graysontaylor.info/ruthless. You can just go there to read the synopsis, look at the poster, see the cast list, all that stuff. And this film will be coming out in October, and so you can expect to see it then. And a quick little update on what's going on in production right now. So, as of right now, we haven't actually finished shooting yet, but we're about to. As I'm recording this, this is Friday the 13th. Hope you're not superstitious, but tomorrow we're going to be wrapping up filming, or tomorrow and the day after. This coming weekend, we're going to be finishing shooting for Suspect Ruthless. And then we're going to move on into the post-production phase, which should be exciting. You know, that's editing and finishing all that stuff so that it is ready to be released. Yeah, so we're going to be finishing the production of Ruthless in the next couple of days. So that should be exciting, and stay tuned for more updates on this coming film. And also, another update in terms of my film projects. I am currently working on my next film, which will be a very different film. It's not related to Suspect. It's not related to anything I've done before. It's a new film, and it's a new kind of film, sort of, in that this is going to be the most planned-out film that I've ever done. You know, this incorporates no guerrilla filmmaking. This is all, like, I just finished writing the first draft of the screenplay. And so it's going to be something different, but I hope you'll really enjoy it. And stay tuned for more updates on that as well. I'm really excited about that and can't wait to share that with you, along with Suspect Ruthless. So make sure to watch the film when it comes out next month. And if you want to see more of this, a trailer for Suspect Ruthless will be coming out pretty soon, in the next few weeks. So make sure to check that out. Just go to graysontaylor.info/ruthless. And there you can find the trailer once it comes out. So, if you're a young filmmaker, good luck with your own projects. And definitely make sure to listen to my other episodes on filming and also writing, if you're writing the screenplay, so you can get more helpful tips on working on your own projects. And if you haven't yet, make sure to follow or subscribe to this podcast wherever you're listening. And please consider leaving a review. That can be on the forum of my website or on the review section of this podcast. So to all you young entrepreneurs and artists out there, stay creative and have a great week.